Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting fifth. The DH, Dwight Evans. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mike Easler. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Oilkin Boyd. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting seventh. The DH, Nelson Simmons. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Walt Terrell. And now, play ball. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a pop-up towards first. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lyons. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gedman for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton takes first base on ball four. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball four. Simmons moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins bunts towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Stapleton covering, for the out. Simmons moves to third. Lemon moves to second. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. Simmons scores. Lemon moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Boyd covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 1 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a line drive into left field. Easler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 1 in the game. Easler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Easler reaches second base with a double. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boyd fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 0 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to second. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Lyon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Brookins. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Parrish moves to second. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. Grubb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner bunts in front of the plate. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 2 in the game. Gettman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Evans takes first base on ball 4. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Easler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Lyon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boyd fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Greenwell hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Hoffman reaches second base with a double. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoffman scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 3 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lyons moves to second. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 0 for 3 in the game. Gettman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Trammell bunts towards the mound. Boyd fields it and throws to first for the out. Whitaker moves to second. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 3 in the game. Gibson is walked intentionally. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to third. Gibson moves to second. Tim Lawler now pitching. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon pinch hits for Johnny Grubb. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. Gibson scores. Parrish moves to third. It's 5-1, Tigers. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Larry Herndon now playing left field. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Evans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stapleton hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.